This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. Members of the U.S. Congress are grappling with ways to punish Saudi Arabia, including its crown prince, for the death of journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. One item on the table is a Senate resolution that would require President Donald Trump to remove U.S. military support from Yemen. KUNC's Michael DeJuana has reached out to Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner for their views on what should happen next, and he joins me now. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Kyra.
This possible resolution follows a closed-door CIA briefing last week with a handful of senators. Is that right?
Right. You might recall some of the strong reactions from the likes of Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina. He said, "There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw," which was a reference to the bone saw that was allegedly used to dismember Khashoggi after he was killed in a Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd.
How have Senators Bennett and Gardner reacted?
First, I want to say neither heard directly from the CIA, which led Bennett to call on the agency to present what they know to the full Senate, which hasn't happened. But second, it seems senators trust what key leaders said they heard from agency director Gina Haspel. It looks like the chamber, including Cory Gardner, favor holding Saudi Arabia accountable.
It's U.S. values. It's what we believe in. And we're going to make sure that anyone around the world, including our allies, are held responsible for violations of human rights.
And this week, CNN did release a transcript of a recording of Khashoggi's death in which he screams and he says he can't breathe. So now the big question really is, what's going to happen next and when?
A vote could come this week on Joint Resolution 54, which would direct the president to remove military support from Yemen, where the Saudis are leading a coalition against Houthi rebels. It was introduced by Vermont independent Bernie Sanders and has 18 co-sponsors, including one Republican.
Where do Colorado's senators land on that resolution?
Neither are listed as co-sponsors, but Bennett's office told me on Tuesday that the Democrat will vote for it. Now, that's no surprise. Bennett also voted yes late last month to advance the resolution. Gardner, who sits on the Foreign Relations Committee, voted no on that because he thinks the resolution will harm U.S. interests in the Middle East.
Let's hold Saudi Arabia. Let's hold MBS. Let's hold those responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Let's hold them accountable. Let's punish them. Let's sanction them. But I, for one, am not going to let terrorism regain a foothold against the United States.
He said MBS there. That's hill talk for Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Gardner may get his wish. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker says he wants to introduce a measure that would say the Crown Prince is responsible for Khashoggi's death. And I want to emphasize here just how much this has really riled senators, regardless of party affiliation. Bennett, for instance, has called some of Trump's remarks about Khashoggi dangerous. He said they validate a murder and justify violence against the press.
During your research, you also found another Colorado connection to the resolution. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. Weeks after it was introduced, Saudi's crown prince came to lobby against it with the help of lobbying firms, including Denver's Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck, which, unlike several other firms, has stood by Saudi Arabia. I looked at their disclosure forms. They called, emailed, and met with Senate staffers to discuss the resolution, and a lobbyist with the firm emailed a dozen members of Congress to invite them to a dinner with the Crown Prince. Now, the forms only cover the first half of this year, and neither Bennett nor Gardner are mentioned in connection to lobbying on the resolution.
That was KUNC's Michael DeJuana talking about Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner and where they stand on a possible Senate resolution that could be voted on this week regarding the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Michael, thanks for your reporting.
My pleasure.